I recently had a fun conversation with a man who knows all about pirates, and he can set the record straight on much of the fact and fiction behind the men who plundered the seas. We dive into the pirate world on this edition of the American Countryside. This winter, soak up some sun while touring Brazil, January 29th through February 7th. Join the American Countryside as we see the sights in Rio and hit the magnificent falls to Iguaçu and tour the Brazilian Everglades. We'll also see the huge grain and cattle farms of the Mato Grosso and experience farming Brazilian style. It's the perfect mix of agriculture and amazing sights at a great price. Don't miss out. Call today at 888-2-AG-TOUR. That's 888-2-AG-TOUR. Or see the ad at AmericanCountryside.com. We hope you enjoy hearing the American Countryside right here every day. But when you're on the go, you can now hear our programs on My Farm Radio. It's a new app where you can hear the American Countryside and much more. Don't forget, you can always catch past programs and see our American Countryside television features at AmericanCountryside.com. So take time to download the free My Farm Radio app and enjoy some of our extra content at AmericanCountryside.com. Both are great ways to connect with our show as you travel the countryside. The life of a pirate was actually pretty structured, says Vincent Doc Palancia.
They have a set of rules that they have to go by. They have workman's comp. Actually, if you lose a finger, you get an extra share. If you lose an arm, you get an extra share. That's the way this thing works.
It was rare to raid a ship of golden treasure. Most times, it was simply capturing cargo and reselling it, dividing the spoil among the crew.
The average age of these pirates and privateers are in their 20s. This is hard work. A lot of them get into the business for a couple of years, make some money. If they don't get caught and hung, they go off and do other things.
The Danish government on St. Thomas allowed pirates and privateers to use their harbor, but such activity was dampened with the fate of one infamous pirate ship.
1683, the most famous pirate ship you never heard of, called the La Trompeuse, comes sailing into the harbor after he raided 27 French and English ships. The Brits over on Tortola find out about it. The British are demanding that the Danes stop harboring the pirates and the freebooters. The Danes say, nope, we're not doing it. And second of all, if we were allowed to do it because it's free trade.
The Brits took action.
The British send two frigates into the harbor, capture the La Trompeuse, set it on fire, and sink it. And it's a warning. So 10 years later, when Captain Kidd wants to sail into here, he's only allowed to enter a port, drop off 5 sick crewmen, and then head back out.
Such actions help put an end to pirates plundering the seas of the Caribbean. Traveling the countryside in Charlotte Amalie, U.S. Virgin Islands, I'm Andrew McCray.